Happy Sabbath. Believe it or not, today is International Day of Peace. And it's a little ironic because with trumpets just around the corner, I decided to give meat in due season and talk about Feast of Trumpets or some subjects on that. Word of warning, my message is probably one of my more sobering messages. In the end, I will show a shocking video. So with that, let's move on. Their numbers exceed computation. The Hebrews called them the countless, and the Arabs knew them as the darkeners of the sun. That's a quote from Eastern's Bible Dictionary. I quote that because it has to do something with my title. Today, we're going to study the locust of Revelation 9. So it's the first part. And let's get right into it. Revelation 9:1. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke rose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. The goal of part one is to study the locust, to understand it. And to understand them means we'll understand the horror of the end-time locust army found in Revelation 9. The first thing let's understand is, do you know the difference between a locust and a grasshopper? Very simple. As it says there, all locusts are grasshoppers, but not all grasshoppers are locusts. The big difference is all locusts transform, which I find this interesting. For most of their lives, they're solitary and green. See, there's the picture. But when they get the signal from another locust that says it's time to swarm, they change color and they change behavior. They go from that green to that bottom dark yellow-black color. And they go from solitary to being a big social swarm. Likewise, the locus of the end-time soldier is changing with technology. With exoskeletons and combat suits, basically we're becoming super soldiers. And right now there's a big race between Russia, China, and America on making a combat suit. See that black suit? That's the Russian Ravnik prototype. High-tech soldier of the future. With these high-tech combat suits or exoskeletons, men can march faster and longer, jump higher and farther, carry bigger weapons because they have increased strength, survive longer because of advanced armor and it's lightweight. And more importantly, with AI and communications, they could crunch data faster and make better combat decisions. What you see is the boot of an exoskeleton. This is happening now. We are making progress in building an Iron Man. Also, like the locust, behavior's changing in combat through what they call tactical helmets. Due to the length of time, I won't go through every slide completely, but the helmet that you see costs $400,000. It's the most expensive helmet in the history of the world. It belongs to the F-35 pilot. It's so advanced that each helmet needs to have a 3D sculpt of the pilot, and so each helmet is unique. Helmets nowadays are just not for protection, but for information. And with information, better combat decisions. Look at these pictures. When we put on the equipment, I don't see a human being anymore. Then I think of John, when he saw this, who's never seen a gun. How do you explain this to the people of that time? You can't. Maybe you say they look like locusts. So we talked about what a locust is. Now I'm going to go quickly into locust types. And it's the scripture I'm using is actually Joel 1, verse 4. There is no Joel 4, verse 1. So that's a mistake, a technical error. And it starts with, what the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. And so then it lists different types of locusts. For brevity, I'm not going to go through all these scriptures, just touch on them really lightly. What God shows us here is that when he talks about locusts, each locust type was a different form of destruction. And that's what you got to remember. Each locust listed here was a different form of destruction. Likewise, the coming locust army will have four main avenues of destruction. First is ranged. We're kind of reviewing the military, but artillery, rockets, and missiles. But the most advanced weapons I've been researching. Next one is ground, robots, soldiers, tanks, armored vehicles. What you see there is a robotic pack mule. It carries a soldier's ammo, guns, food rations. It could be remote controlled, or it could be autonomous. And they'll wear like a belt that drops little cookies that this robot follows. What is happening is, in the future, more and more robots will be part of the army. It's going to be like Skynet. I'm sorry, but that's what it feels like after researching all this stuff. Next method of destruction is air, drones, jets, helicopters, and carrier groups. Another thing that we don't understand and we don't see yet is the impact of drones in urban warfare and how it's changing war. It's changing war so fast we don't understand it. But drones, it's unbelievable what they are. And the last thing is terror, the avenue of terror. You understand that, so I won't go through that. But it does include espionage and spying. So now I want to talk about locust swarms. 1875, in the Midwest, the biggest locust swarm in the history of the world happened. It was a swarm that was 198,000 square miles, which here is bigger than the state of California. A locust swarm bigger than the state of California. Let that go through your mind. It was so big that it was several trillion million of them, and they weighed several million tons. One website said there might have been 17 trillion locusts. 17 trillion locusts in America in 1875. See, that's a plague from God when you get to that something that big. And when you think of locust swarms, you have to think in this grandeur. Now I'm going to bring up an Old Testament reference in Judges 6:3. And I'm going to quickly go through this. This is about Gideon. And so it was, whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up. Also, Amalekites and the people of the east would come against them. And let's quickly go to verse 5. For they would come up upon their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. So God is using locusts to describe a gigantic army. And just like the army in Judges 6, the future locust army will be made up of many nations and different countries. Well, who are they? Well, this is what Barnes says on Revelation 9:3. I think it's very interesting. In the animal kingdom, the lion is a symbol of Judah, the wild ass of the Arabs, the crocodile of Egypt. Whether this theory could be wholly carried out or not, no one can doubt that the symbol of locusts would most naturally suggest the Oriental world, and that the natural interpretation of the passage would lead us to expect its fulfillment there. So they believe that this locust army is a horde of 200 million coming from the east. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that, but that's just one argument to the story. And that's what I quote next. Now, the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And I looked it up, and the biggest single army ever was in the United States at the end of 1945 was 12 million people in all branches. Throughout history, one single nation, America, had the biggest, largest army. But that compares to 200 million. Locust destruction. I'm going to quickly go into that. A locust will eat its weight in food every day. And so a ton of locusts eat enough food to feed 2,500 people. And it's a lot of food. When you have, and that's a small locust, is a ton. And here's a picture of a field. See how most of the field's been destroyed by a locust. I'm going to quickly go into Joel. In the day of darkness and gloom and the day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across, the army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor will ever be in ages to come. So some of the commentaries suggest this is the 200 million man army. And we always get that saying in the book of Revelation, who can make war of the beast? Well, I thought about that, and that's like a strategic question. I'm going to make war of the beast, what do I need? I'm going to need an army of 200 million people. So that's how they answer the question. Now, war and the locust, it's very scary. Technology, what's happening, is very sobering. I'm going to show you a video that shows you what technology, drone technology.
Customer pilots directed almost three.
And it's very shocking, but it's about the future. And I'm going to end with the video.
8,000 precision strikes last year. We're super proud of it. It allows you to separate the bad guys from the good. It's a big deal. But we have something much bigger. Your kids probably have one of these, right? Not quite. Hell of a pilot? No. That skill is all AI. It's flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human. The stochastic motion is an anti-sniper feature. Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors. And just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition. Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. Did you see that? That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents. They used to say guns don't kill people, people do. Well, people don't. They get emotional, disobey orders, aim high. Let's watch the weapons make the decisions. Now, trust me, these were all bad guys. Now that is an airstrike of surgical precision. It's one of a range of products. Trained as a team, they can penetrate buildings, cars, trains, evade people, bullets, pretty much any countermeasure. They cannot be stopped. Now, I said this was big. Why? Because we are thinking big. Watch. $25 million order now buys this. Enough to kill half a city. The bad half. Nuclear is obsolete. Take out your entire enemy, virtually risk-free. Just characterize him, release the swarm, and rest easy. These are available today. We have a distribution network taking orders from military, law enforcement, and specialist clients. Dumb weapons drop where you point them. Smart weapons consume data. When you can find your enemy using data, even by a hashtag, you can target an evil ideology right where it starts.
This short film is more than just speculation. It shows the results of integrating and miniaturizing technologies that we already have. I'm Stuart Russell, a professor of computer science at Berkeley. I've worked in AI for more than 35 years. Its potential to benefit humanity is enormous, even in defense. But allowing machines to choose to kill humans will be devastating to our security and freedom. Thousands of my fellow researchers agree. We have an opportunity to prevent the future you just saw, but the window to act is closing fast.